Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of Use Their Fresh Lettuce. I am your co-host, Rachel. And this episode we're going to be talking about is boredom the enemy of a good relationship. Let's get into it. If you're not doing so already, please follow us across our social media platforms at YBFL Podcast. You can also listen to us on your favorite podcast platform, including
Alexa.
And you can watch all the shenanigans on YouTube.
And we're trying to grow our following, so if you're not watching us on YouTube, go ahead and go on there and subscribe, listen, share with three friends as we're trying to grow our following.
And battle it out with the fellas in the comments because, do they have opinions. If you're listening in one of the 28 countries around the world, thank you for tuning in. We love seeing those reports in all of your different countries represented. Thank you for your support. Okay, let's talk about this. Is boredom the enemy of a good relationship? We keep seeing all of these things on social media. Mm-hmm. Men saying all kinds of crazy stuff. But there was a conversation I had recently that I'm going to share with you ladies. And 15 of you men that are trolling us.
Remember?
Fat 15. And this is a thing that I can say I've seen this throughout my own life. And I've seen this throughout the person that I was married to's life and stuff like that. And that is, if the person that you're in the relationship with, and we're talking in terms of marriage at this point, if they came from a very toxic upbringing, and I mean like turbulent, there might have been physical abuse, a lot of fighting in the household, the mom is yelling, the dad is just like peeling out of the driveway, like whatever the chaotic situations were when you were a child, it seems like then when you enter into a healthy relationship, because we all sit there saying we want someone that's nice and loving and sweet and considerate and da-da-da. And then you get this guy, okay, or a girl or whatever. And then next thing you know, you're sitting there and you start to create scenarios. You create the chaos. It's almost like it's too calm and quiet. Right. I got to rattle the cage and make noise.
Right. No, I've seen relationships where the man is like, really calm and collected and like, oh, it's okay, honey, whatever you want, whatever it is, whatever. And she's like, why can't you just be more aggressive? And I don't know if it has anything to do with her upbringing per se, but I just feel like sometimes it matters. Because also, by the way, it depends, because there are people that have had that type of upbringing and they say, I never want that for myself.
Like Will Smith.
Yeah, like he never wanted that. But guess what? By default, you look for someone in your partner that is that
one thing. That brings that chaos.
That one thing that you said that you didn't want for yourself, you end up marrying someone like the Jadas of the world and that want the chaos, that want to create that turbulence.
Friction.
Yeah, because then otherwise they're not happy with whatever they got going on. And so I think that, you know, sometimes people get bored of the fact that guys don't want to go out. They just want to watch TV, Animal Planet, watch the game, drink a beer. And the girls usually are the ones that want to go out there, go traveling, maybe a weekend, maybe go wine tasting.
Dancing. Especially when they're younger. Yes. Yeah.
And so I think that sometimes people get bored. And so we always say this, by the way, you know, there's going to be that one person that comes into your life that's like, oh, I will take you to dinner. I'm going to do this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do that. And so here you have your partner that you're like, this guy, all he wants to do is lay on the couch and drink beer. And this other guy over here is willing to take me dancing,
exciting,
go to the bar, and go to watch a movie. And at the end, it all kind of becomes the same thing again.
Yes.
Like you still end up with a person that is very like,
Or the thing that you were attracted to. So maybe you leave your boring, you know, lump on the log husband for this like super exciting guy, but eventually you go, you're just the life of the party. You're not just trying to make me laugh. You want to make everybody laugh. Oh, you're just Mr. Wonderful to everybody. Like, you want to go out to dinner every single night. You want to go dancing or the clubs every single Thursday. Like, eventually, probably the thing that you thought was exciting and cool and neat about him might be the very thing that aggravates the crap out of you.
Right.
But when we talk in terms of boredom, I think the really unfortunate part, because I've had lots of conversations with just different guys and women that have been close to me, and as much as everybody claims to long a very healthy, balanced relationship, there is a desire for friction, and especially if you come from a high friction environment.
Right.
I think that just, I'm not a psychologist, it just seems to be the correlation. Now I know better, like, if anybody brings up this whatever, that whatever, I ask, what was your, like, when you were a kid, what was the house like? Yeah. You know, was it calm? And was mom baking cookies and like reading you guys storybooks? Or were you guys just like, no, blah, blah, blah. You know, was it chaos and stuff like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
I will tell you, I know of a particular person that was married for a while.
No names at all.
And she absolutely hated, from my understanding, by the way, like she went out on her husband because he was not being as aggressive in the bedroom as she wanted him to be. And she wasn't, and he wouldn't take charge. He would be very like, very soft and very calm and like very sweet, and it would be all the things that maybe most women would want,
like a textbook, like, oh, this is like, romantic.
I mean, not 50 Shades of Grey, no, because that's like that's such an old book, but no, maybe not that necessarily. But point is that she hated that part of him, so she went out and looked for someone that would excite her more, that would actually like grab her by the hair, and he would never, and she would be like, just grab me by the hair, and like, and she was telling me the story, by the way,
yeah,
and I was totally tripping out because I'm like, man, I think like what most women wouldn't give to be with someone that's more like loving and understanding, she didn't like that about him because he was like just too calm and very boring in her own words, very boring.
So I was out here, we have a wonderful office space that we're part of, and there's a lot of young people here, and there's a young girl, and she was asking some kind of questions, and I said, and there's the young men listening, and I said, unfortunately for the guys, there is two distinctive differences, or really one distinct difference between assault and like sexual, you know, like flirting and attraction. What? It's like, you know what I mean? And then they were like, what? And I said, it's whether or not she's attracted to you or not.
Right.
Like plain and simple. And so the young lady goes, well, what do you mean? And I go, because I think that there's a large percentage of females that like the
grab me,
smack me and da, 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 da. But like if you go and you try to rough and tumble with a woman that isn't that into you, they're calling HR. Like they're calling whoever, you know, whoever will listen.
Freaking the police.
And so it makes it really tough, because so often when I mention the textbook part, I don't mean like sex novel, but
seriously.
But the textbook, you know, the list of like, is he a nice man? Is he a gentleman? Is he compassionate? Is he courteous? Is he considerate? Romantic? Ladies, those lists that you're reciting in your head, that sounds like a woman. Like, you shouldn't go looking for yourself, like, in this guy, because the reality of the situation is, you might want that friction.
It's so funny that you say that. I was having a conversation with a female couple that are married, and the one lady was married to a man, and at one point, and she had a couple of kids, and then I guess the lady used to coach the soccer team, and then she was a soccer mom, and then soccer situation happened. It was a soccer situation. I was listening to it, and I was completely floored, because usually you can kind of tell who's a man and the female, but they both look like males, so
who's
I don't know.
Top, yeah,
like
the top,
I couldn't tell you which one was who. I wasn't trying to figure that one out. Lord, listen to me. I was not. But my point to that is that like she just got tired of, you know, the husband, and like left the husband for the girl, and like now they're married. And then it's so funny because I was having this whole conversation, because I am very like intrigued. Plus we do the show, so I'm like, I'm asking a lot of questions. And then the wife that was never married to a man, I was like, so then, you know, what changed? She's like, she was everything I ever wanted, like in a person. Like she was, you know, understanding and loving and caring and this and that. And all these things that she started telling me. And then I was like, uh-huh. And then I said, and so what about your husband? You know, what was that like? And she's like, well, he's your typical guy, you know, just, you know, wanted to drink beer and not take me out and not do the things. And like, here comes this girl that like matches the criteria of like what you just said. Ladies, if you're looking for all these things, you're looking for a woman.
Yeah.
And so that's what she basically found, by the way, was a woman.
Man.
And so it was so weird because the one lady had never been married to a man, and she kind of got a little bit like, I was like, so, okay, so then you got divorced to your husband. She's like, well, she got divorced to her husband. She was married to a man. And I was like, so it was so weird because I was in the middle of this, like, open conversation.
Yeah, how do you end up in the middle of these weird situations? I'm like, why are you hanging out when you leave here during the day?
I was, I happened to sit next to them, by the way. It was one of those things where they were buying a nightclub and they were going to do this whole nightclub thing. And I was sitting right next to them and I'm just having a conversation. Yeah. And most people feel like, you know, they open up to me and I don't, no judgment. I always say no judgment.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was just tripping out. I'm like, okay, so she's married
to a dude.
You're
on no judgment. We'll just put it on the interweb on You Deserve Fresh Toast podcast. Yes.
I'm like, oh my gosh. So yeah, it was the one lady, she got tired of her husband. That's what she did.
And you know what's so interesting is that we were watching a video before we came on from Andrew Tate, infamous Andrew Tate, and he was saying that if a woman is too faithful, I believe it was Andrew Tate, maybe it was another guy, if a woman is too faithful to her husband or her partner, he will go cheat. And it's like this boredom factor. It was another guy. Yeah, it was the other guy.
He's definitely, yeah, it was another guy.
So it was like basically if you are too submissive and too giving and too, you know, girly and this and oh babe and like I guess essentially catering to his every need, because so often we're trying
to be what we did?
Superwoman. I guess we were just too good at our jobs. Man, got laid off. You know, so at the end of the day, you know, it was like if you're too much of that, then the guy gets this thing in his head that he's like, oh, she ain't going nowhere. Yeah, she's so into me. And then it's like on to the one that excites him. Because he was saying, oh yeah, it was another guy. Because he was saying, it's just not exciting. That's not, it's too predictable, not exciting. And I was like, we cannot win.
There's no winning.
We're not winning.
Absolutely no winning at all.
Because it feels good as a woman to be in our feminine and be like, here, babe, I made you this amazing dinner.
You're at service.
Like, let me rub your shoulders. Like, I mean, oftentimes when we are in deep love with this person and we feel protected and cared for, we reciprocate in like those ways. I mean,
I don't know. Think nowadays, I think if you're hearing all the things, it's like, don't be too available and don't be too this and don't answer back and da da da. And I would imagine that it goes for even married people, right? Like if your husband calls you, you're like, no, I'm not going to answer. I'm actually busy. I'm at work. Like
I am not available to him 24/7.
It's like, what? You want me to rub what? Yeah. Yeah, not tonight, okay? Sorry about it. So go to the restroom, take your phone in there.
Oh, my God.
And so, you know, at the end of the day, you can't freaking win. There's no winning.
It makes it so difficult.
Like, the one girlfriend of mine that's like, she wants him to like freaking drag her by the hair.
Okay. She's like, assault me. I promise. I won't call 911.
He's like, I'm not doing that. Then you have the one lady over here that like the husband's just a freaking boring man. So she decides to marry a woman. Like there is no winning. I think you just have to look at your partner and be like, damn, I love him because of all the positive things. The reason why you married him, like, really hone in on those things rather than honing in on the things that he doesn't have or he doesn't bring to the table or he doesn't do for you. There's a reason why you married him.
There is. And I think at the end of the day, we're all looking for so much stimulation on every level. We talk about this often.
On everything,
and it's
though.
Like, you guys, ladies and gentlemen, marriage is not meant to be entertaining 24/7. That person is not responsible for your happiness.
He's not a clown, yeah.
He's not responsible for entertaining you. He's not responsible for making you laugh or smile. At the end of the day, you are choosing a person that makes good business sense and you have feelings for this person that you could build a family.
Talking about business sense, hold on. This is something that's been like on my algorithm. Okay. I don't know if it's like the Santa Claus thing we talked about.
Oh, not the Santa Claus. Sometimes I'll tell you, do not forward me this crap. You're going to throw off my algorithm. My pH balance
is off. Yeah, I was totally tripping. Like, this is obviously Captain Obvious, but it's been so in my face though lately about like how people can just literally go from zero to like 1 million, like if you marry the right person, by the way. Like,
oh yeah, yeah.
You instantly become like, you go from being, I don't know, the lady at the Gucci store, what's her name?
Okay,
Ronaldo,
yeah.
The soccer player's wife now. She gets paid $150,000 a month to be, you know, his girlfriend, the wife, the mother of his children.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm saying is, it's like, it's crazy that you're saying that, because I'm like, dude, what is that too? Like, they're like, no, just,
I mean, all of it, you know, we talk about this for years, like now we're almost 2 years in, and it's like, you know, getting married is a business arrangement. It's the biggest legal contract you're going to ever enter into.
Yes.
And it's going to have probably the largest financial impact on you for better
on
or
period.
Worse.
Yeah.
And I think when it comes to boredom, you have to understand even people that we know, that I've met, you've probably met, like that have a lot of money, even boredom creeps in. And I think that at the end of the day, You can have a steak every single day, as they say, the guy, you know, and eventually get tired of it and just want a juicy burger, like a $2 burger. Like at the end of the day, like there is no avoiding boredom. And I don't think the goal is to avoid boredom. I think it's to accept that this person is your mate for life, mm-hmm. your running mate for life. It's the commitment to the commitment we talk about.
Yeah.
And understanding the love comes and goes, the joy comes and goes.
Health comes and goes, and so does
the boredom versus the entertainment versus I can't think of his name right now, but he does a show called Carpool Karaoke, and he's a British man, chubby man. He's so sweet and cute, like I love his show.
Yeah.
And I can't Gordon I don't know I can't think of his name, and he said when he proposed to his wife that he looked at her and he said, "Do you want to do nothing with me for the rest of our lives?"
Yeah.
And she said, "Yes." And it was, and when I told this to a couple, there was a couple guys in the room, they go, "Oh my God, that is the best line ever. Like the best line ever." And I think it was, ladies, we get that you want to have this Instagrammable life, but are you able to just do nothing with this man?
Right. Right.
And be okay with it. And also, are men willing to just have the same piece of steak for the rest of their life, all the time, and be okay with it?
And that's $1 million question, really. I mean, and at the end of the day, like, that's why we sit there, we scroll, and everything's turning into video, because we're overly stimulated that, like, still, like, just still photos are not doing it for us. So it goes the same way with people. It goes the same way with everything that we're doing and how we interact with the world. And I think that you have to understand that sometimes it's okay to not have anything crazy going on. Like, it doesn't have to be a fight. It doesn't have to be like pull my hair. It doesn't have to be like drag me, grab me. It could be just something very subtle, and it could be like do nothing with me.
Like just do nothing.
Just do nothing.
I even remember being on the job at this media company, and a bunch of guys, and one of the guys was on the phone, or maybe he was talking to another guy actually. And he was saying that this woman, I think, modeled, I think she was like a catalog model. Which is a difference, by the way, than runway modeling. But anyways, she was a gorgeous girl. We had seen her. But he was saying that he wasn't sure, you know, he wasn't sure if he was going to really marry her. And everyone's like, "What? Are you crazy?" And he goes, "Yeah, because she always wants to have, you know, sex, like, always wild and this and that. It's like, sometimes I just want to be the man and just get on top of her and just have, like, nice sex." And I was like, what in the world? This woman, okay, probably lives at the gym, is starving, doesn't eat carbs, like, looks on 10. Everybody's like, whoa, when she walks in the room, like, no doubt. Yeah. And she's obviously doing the performance of her life for this
Cirque du Soleil for this man. Yeah.
And he's talking about, but why won't she just let me get on top of her and, like, do it, like, normal, like a man and a woman's supposed to do it. I was like, okay, Rachel, just walk away.
Well, obviously, it's like the famous, he's just not that into you, probably. You know, that's probably what that is. It's like, he's just not that into you.
He's bored.
And at the end of the day, like, we talk about this so much. You have the Shakitas of the world. You have the Jennifer Lopez's of the world, where you're like, oh, she's so gorgeous. Da-da-da. And then all of a sudden, you're
boredom.
Like, how?
Boredom.
Like, what? And oftentimes, the girls are pretty that they, you know, the guys that cheat on these women, they're pretty, but they don't compare to the one girl. So at the end of the day, it's,
you know what's
unavoidable.
Hard though too is that men, and this is something Andrew Tate does say, that women have zero clue what men find attractive. We sit there going, oh my gosh, she's so pretty, she's not pretty, oh my gosh, she has a great body, she doesn't. And men do not think the way we think. Like, we are like comparing ourselves and whatever our ideas are.
Injecting here and
there.
That's
not what
men
view as attractive. And so we think that, you know, we're giving each other advice, and we're the blind leading the blind in many cases. And at the end of the day, the men are just like, that ain't it, you know? But we want to share this episode with you just so that you can have perspective. And it's okay to be bored. Don't be bored.
I guess if you are bored, it's not don't be bored.
Read a book.
It's okay to
get
be bored.
Get a hobby.
But don't go trying to, like, get the different people. Like, embrace the person that you're with and the reason why you married them. And if that means that you book a freaking, I always say this, book a little getaway and take, like, 5 wigs with you, then just do that. Like, there's no need for you to go out there and try to look for something to stimulate you.
Or be okay doing nothing. Be like, what's his name, from Carpool Karaoke. Like, be okay with it. Do you want to do nothing with me for the rest
of
my life?
Hold on. I know what about to end.
She's like, no, push pause. You got to be okay doing nothing.
No, man.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You gotta love him enough to be doing nothing.
I dated a guy that was like, it's Sunday fun day on the couch.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. Yes, do nothing. I didn't marry this dude though, thank God. That would drive me nuts. You know what I mean? Like, you understand? Like,
do you have to be on the go?
Like, no, for real. Like, my Fitbit freaking blows up at 9 o'clock in the morning. I've already hit 10,000 steps.
Okay, but are you okay with you going off, going for your hikes, going to the store, and he's just watching sports? Are you okay with that?
I'm okay with that. But I don't know. But like, yes, like I get the boy. Now,
we are driving with 2 feet. Okay, if you're one of the Fab 15 men, this is what it looks like, guys. This is exactly what's going on in our head.
No, because.
Like, we want that, but that sucks, but then we want it.
No, I totally get it. I didn't marry the dude, right? Because like, here's the thing for me. I'm like, if this is how he is. And, like, I started thinking about it. I'm like, he was a little bit older than me, way older, actually. And I'm like, I had to do the compute, the mathing, like you said.
Yeah.
I'm like, 10 years from now, he's just going to be more tired. And I am just going to be full of life, I hope. And I'm like, yeah, it's not going to work. He's just too boring for me. Like, I need to, you know, go on a hike once in a while. I like to go to the gym in the morning and, like, he was like, I'm just tired, baby.
Why did I picture this man with no teeth and freckles? Tell ya. No. First of all, why? Why did you even engage in this relationship?
Oh, bless
your heart,
Delia. Guys, older. And I was like maybe 6 months into the relationship. I was like, yes, it's not going to work. Like, I am just too much. And so sometimes when you make the decision, you have to kind of gauge already the way that they operate. And if the person was very active and going this and that, and then they slow down a little bit, it's okay.
Yeah.
But not when you're like, he's not night and day. He's showing up to the world. He's showing up to me that way where he's like, I'm tired, baby. I'm going to
hide. And by the way, ladies, if you are dating, this is what the dating process is for.
Right.
Okay. If you're dating him and you already see those things, don't be like, yeah, but he's so successful. I could put
and
up with it.
And he literally was.
Yeah.
And he literally dropped off this beautiful brand new Mercedes at my house, by the way. So many women
will just go, it is what it is. And then they'll complain for 20 years in this marriage to secure the bag. And it's like not worth it, you guys.
No. I can't do it. I don't care. Yeah. Like, he needs to pick up his brand new. We're not doing this. I'm just too like this. And so anyway, I know that we were like about to close the
we're like, about to fall asleep and then we're like, oh,
everybody just,
no boredom.
And I was like, listen to me. Yeah. He's telling you, I'm just tired, baby.
If you can't do boring with him, you probably
shouldn't do him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it, guys. All right. You deserve fresh lettuce and more entertaining.
Cheers.
Guys, bye.
Bye.